Make peace with your family members. Even if they don't want to make peace, stretch your hand every now and again, not just once, every year, every 6 months, inshallah. And if you have a good relation, a decent relation, cherish it. You have to be very tolerant. Don't interfere in their lives beyond a good word of guidance. That's it. Don't interfere. Because sometimes we feel that the children, perhaps our nephews or grandchildren, whoever else it may be, we feel that we should control and manage everyone's lives. That's where the problem lies. Allah did not ask you to manage the lives of everyone else. These are adults. They are answerable to Allah. You can say a word of guidance. You can say your opinion and move on. Keep it moving. You might lose them totally if you want to control everything. That's a problem we face in this age. I know as a counselor what happens. People say, but these people want to control everything. It's a headache. It is a headache. It's a problem. That's the reason why it's not a duty to live all together under one roof just to show a unity. We're not united. You probably will be having a much better relationship if you were a little bit away from each other. When you see me, you're so happy. Because we're not in each other's faces all the time, and there's no one single person who thinks that they can just say everything to everyone and everyone must move upon their pace and their instruction. No.